Welcome to Semper Reformanda. Welcome to SR, cool kids. Here we are about to continue the conversation on the Lord's table. And John launched it out, asked the question before we were done with the regular show. What if I'm in a church context where the Lord's Supper is not taken every week? It's not observed every week.
Yeah.
How do I think through that? What do I do about that? John, you asked it. Go ahead and give us your thoughts, dude.
Man, Justin, here, I'm going to say this.
Are you just going to tell people to find a good church, John?
No. Look. Yeah, that's one option. Look, Justin feels this way. It feels like a 10,000 pound gorilla on our back. Every time we get on this podcast and we try and expose the truth of the gospel throughout history, we realize, guys, it's like trying to find one particular color of a needle in a haystack. That's what that means. It doesn't mean actual find a needle. It means it's ridiculous. You know, it's anyways. And it is overwhelming. We just launched yesterday applications for GRN.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a lot of communication, people coming in and they're excited about it. But we understand that, unfortunately, we have put other means in place instead of that which God has designed. And a lot of Christians are anemic. They're tired. They're exhausted. They're not being fed. You know, Peter said, I get to say this in the regular podcast. Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep. Just stop and think about that for a moment. You know, the responsibility of the elders is to feed the congregation, and they're just not doing it. So when I'm very heartbroken, I'm very sympathetic to people who are in congregations that their pastors have just not been trained in this way. They're not aware for whatever reason. I was literally having a conversation on Monday about this very situation in a friend's church. So when you hear these podcasts, I know there are people, they visit my church, they visit Justin's church, and they're like, man, people have no idea how good you guys, you know, how good they have it in your church, which many of people have been saved and grown up in my church. So it's true. They've never really been to another church. They don't know the differences. So I'm very sympathetic, but at the same time, Justin, we can't just say what's going to be popular and easy so that the podcast can grow. We have to say what is true and right so that there can be change. Right? We need to expose the truth. So for those of you that are hungry and those of you that are seeing like, man, this is an issue. I think there, you know, like for instance, when the Reformation happened, Justin, did we have the confession out of the get-go? No. Did we have reformed churches? This is why John Calvin became so passionate about church planting, because he understood there needed to be a change, right?
Yeah.
John Knox was passionate about spreading the gospel. So it took time. So listen, there's an ongoing reformation that's happening here. It's a second wave of a reformation. And so we need to be grounding ourselves in these truths. And eventually, whether helping our churches find these truths or planting and starting other churches or going to a church that has this so that we can expand it. Yeah, I mean, it is at a point where if you aren't being fed the word from the pulpit, if you aren't being fed the word in baptism, and if you're not being fed the word in the table, and you're not being fed in prayer, you have to ask yourself, are you being fed? And maybe that's why you lack assurance. And maybe that's why you struggle to love your neighbor and love, because the thing that's so supposed to feed you and grow you, you are not getting. And that could be an indication of like why it is there's so much of this wrestling that goes on when it shouldn't be there.
Yeah. I think this is conjecture in one sense, but I feel safe to do it here, because immediately in my mind, this is where I go. If you're in a church context where the supper is not observed weekly, maybe it's observed monthly, maybe it's quarterly, whatever. Do I think it's sin to not observe the Lord's Supper every week? No, because again, the scripture doesn't prescribe a frequency. But I would wager that where there is a less frequent observance of the supper, that is tethered to a different understanding of the table than what we have tried to articulate on this podcast today. Because if you have an ordinary means of grace understanding of the supper, if you have an understanding of the supper that it's about God's faithfulness to us, it's about Christ's real presence with us, to minister to us and to nourish us and to feed us and to strengthen us and confirm us and all these things. The question is necessarily raised, well, why would we do that less and not more? You know, I would also say that tethered to this is just a reformed understanding of worship in general. Because if you were to ask, and I think our confessional Lutheran friends would argue similar things too, but I'm just going to speak as a reformed Christian. What is reformed worship? What is it at its heart? Well, it's about the real presence of Christ with his people in word and in sacrament. And then we'll add along with that, you know, prayer, song, fellowship of the saints, right? But through word and sacrament in primary ways, it's about the real presence of Christ with us to minister to us, to meet us in our need and to give us what our faith and love lack. And so with that reformed understanding of worship and a reformed understanding of the means of grace, I think you're typically going to find that in those churches, you're going to have word and sacrament ministered on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So I would wager that there's a lot of related understandings or related different understandings that are underneath a less frequent practice and a less frequent observance of the supper. And I think for me, as a church member, that would be a concern as well. I don't know that I've got a great answer to the question, well, if I'm in a church context where we don't practice supper every week, what do I do? I think that's very much related to the conversation about I'm in a church where I'm not getting law and gospel, or I'm in a church where I'm not learning redemptive historical theology with Christ at the center. I'm not being given Christ. I'm often being pointed to myself. What do I do? I would just say, brother, sister, like sincerely, if it were me, I would do everything I could to try to find something where I'm going to get that.
Can I just be the punchiest thing I've said in a long time?
Man.
My city and yours too, but my city specifically is exploding with the refugees, people coming from California and Washington by the droves. And what's interesting to me, Justin, is that they're leaving one particular context so that they could live in a different context. But what fascinates me is that people have not thought about where they know politically where they want to be.
Yeah.
They have not thought about where they want to be spiritually. And so they will move their entire careers and families. And I'm talking whole families have moved to Tennessee so that they could be in a political different climate.
Or pay less taxes or whatever.
But the point of it is that if the priority of our, Justin, what is the chief end of men? To glorify God and enjoy him forever. Well, if that's your chief end, then go to a place that you do that.
And again, I want to caveat this, and we don't need to pivot this conversation this direction. Obviously, John and I are not saying, you know, forget providing for your family or anything like that. You've got to take care of your family for sure. But what we are saying is that the most significant decision you could make for your household is where you're going to gather on the Lord's Day, what church you're going to be a part of. And what is the message of that church? And by message, I don't mean the sermon itself. I mean, what is the message that permeates that congregation and drives the culture of that church? And more could be said. Pray for GRN, and we pray for all of you out there who are wrestling with this, because we know there are a lot of you, and we don't ever mean to come across as insensitive. And at the same time, we got to say what's true.
That's right.
I mean, a good church where the law and the gospel are preached and where you will receive Christ weekly is the most important thing for your life on earth as a Christian. Mm. So may the Lord give you wisdom. Anyway, we're sympathetic and we care about you guys, and we're hoping to encourage you through these weekly shows. And we hope that over the course of years and decades, that more churches like this are raised up through Theocast and GRN and other means. Right, we want to celebrate the good things the Lord's doing in other streams as well. But anyway, the Lord's table, John, like if we're going to just land the plane here and put a bow on this conversation for people, I said this at the close of the regular show, it's something that I'm still having to remind myself of, is that this is not a time for me to be anxious. If I am a sinner who is agreeing with God, I'm agreeing with God and his law and what he says is good, what he says is evil. I'm agreeing with the Lord that I don't have it. I don't have what it takes, and I need Christ, and Christ is my only hope for forgiveness and righteousness. If that's me, and I am seeking to live in harmony with my brothers and sisters, then that every Sunday is a place where I should run and receive from God and trust him that regardless of how I may feel about it in that given moment, that he is ministering to me and meeting me in my need. He's giving me what I lack. He's growing me. Mm. He's sustaining me. And that's how we're all learning, I think, to think about corporate worship. I had this conversation again this past Sunday that we are all so helped, even with the idea of coming to church, we're all so helped when we realize that we're not coming to church ready to give something to God, ready to present something to God that he would be pleased with because we're good. You know, we're not coming to do something in that regard. We understand that we need to love and serve each other so that we can even have a service. That's obvious. Mm. But we are coming to receive. We are coming acknowledging our need, confessing our nothingness, casting ourselves upon the mercy of God in Christ, there to receive from God's bounty. And in particular, by faith, to receive the benefits of Christ through the word and the sacrament, mm. through prayer and song, and through the fellowship of the saints. When we have that perspective, it changes our outlook on church. And it doesn't happen overnight. This takes months, years, decades even in some cases. Mm-hmm. But I'm eager for the Lord to continue to teach my congregation that, to continue to Amen. Teach me that, you know, and I know that everybody listening to this podcast would agree. And I could talk about that for a while, but well, I want you to give us maybe your final thought and we'll land.
Final thought. Yep. You know, Justin, we typically as human beings try to find the most effective, accessible and sustainable way to live, right? And we try and cut things out of our life that would prevent that. And you and I were even having this conversation, you know, things of like, we probably got to stop this and we're going to add that. When it comes down to our faith and we as Christians want the same thing. We want the most effective way to grow and to be sustained in Christ. We want it to be accessible and we definitely want it to be sustainable. Right. So when you ask somebody that, what is the most effective, accessible, and sustainable way to grow in Christ? We have been misled. And our answer to that is God's answer, his word, his way, right? His word says, preached and taught, gathered in baptism, gathered in communion, praying, rejoicing through song, and fellowshipping together. Yeah. That is how you will be sustained and grow. And it think about it. Effective? Well, yeah, it's his word. Accessible? Sure. Why would this work in the early church under the new covenant? Because you had the elders dedicating themselves to the teaching of the word, and therefore not everybody had access to the word. Therefore, everybody had access to the word, right? How did they have access to the word? They had access to the word because they were gathering to receive of the table. They were gathering to hear of the word. They were gathering to encourage each other in their song. And then sustainable? Sure. This is super sustainable, right? What does it require of you to come and be a part of the body?
Yep.
The sustainable.
Yeah. So last thought from me really is just a sentence. It sounds provocative and people are going to hear me say it and they're going to be like, there's no way that's right. Your primary ministry in the local church that you're a part of is to show up on the Lord's day. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's that dovetails with everything we're saying right now. It's an ordinary means of grace understanding. We show up on the Lord's day.
It's hard to be a doer of the word if you ain't there.
That's true. So it's like we said, it's hard to be a body part apart from the body, right? That's not trying to be cute there, but it's just—
All right, whole nother podcast for a whole nother time.
And we are going to talk about it at some point in the coming months. Once we get through some of these means of grace things, we're going to probably talk about the corporate nature of the Christian life and church-shaped devotion and some of that stuff. So stay tuned for that. There's a little peek behind the curtain as to what is on John's mind and my mind. We're grateful for you guys. Trust Christ and calm down, all those good things. Theocast t-shirts, all the fun, all the merch.
Oh, yeah, Justin has a new shirt on. Go to the store and get it. There's tank tops there now, too.
Tank tops there.
Dink
courtesy of my wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your wife wanted one, too. There you go.
She did. And so Mackenzie was like, you should put this on the website. Anyway, there it is. So sometimes things happen just very organically like that, friends.
You know what? You want something? Just let us know. We'll do our best to get it on.
We'll do our best. We try to underpromise and overdeliver. We're going to try to maintain that. Anyway, we can say, unless Christ returns, we'll talk with you again next week on this very platform. Keep encouraging each other over there on the app. Grace and peace.
May the Lord keep you in his peace.